My name is Russ Belville, and I was born in Nampa, Idaho, some 49 years ago, and change. In 1992, I actually played on this band shell. I had hair then. Played in a rock band, like these guys, man. Played music. And the whole time, I was a pot smoker. A weed head. A stoner. How many people out here like marijuana? How many people out here like cannabis? How many people like hemp? All right, so we're all cool. We can talk, right? So I was a stoner. I was a pothead. I was a rock and roll musician. But playing rock and roll music in Boise, Idaho, sometimes is a little tough to pay the bills. Right? Yes. So I also happen to be really good at computers. And this was the 80s, the 90s. Not a lot of people were really good at computers back then. So I got myself all these corporate jobs. I don't know if you noticed, but I kind of worked in the corporate world. Kind of shows, right? And every day I'd go into work and I'd work on computers and I'd program things and I'd fix things and set people's passwords and back things up on tape. And I was a really good worker, man. I'd come in 8 in the morning. I'd work through lunch. I wouldn't take lunch break. I'd stay late to get things fixed. I always got these great reviews. They said, "Oh, Russ, you're so good. Excellent worker. We love what you do." And then I'd go home and load a big fat bowl. Suck it down. And the next day, guess what? I get up, I go to work, I do a great job, work through lunch, people say you do great, eat golly, great, go home and load a big fat bowl. And I did this for years in Idaho. Years! And believe it or not, it was still illegal back then. It was as prohibited then as it is now, and yet somehow I was always able to buy a bag. I was always able to find some weed. I was always able to find someone's house to hang out with and share a bowl. So it didn't seem like anyone was too concerned. My life went on pretty well. I played music at night. I did corporate work during the day. But there was one catch, one little catch. And that was I never did the corporate work full time. Like, I was never a hired employee. I was always a temp. I was always a contractor. Because here's the thing. When you're a contractor, they don't P-test. You get the full-time job, they P-test. And I was like, I ain't going to take a P-test. I pee for enjoyment, not for employment. Yeah. The only test you're going to get out of my pee is a taste test. You know what I'm saying? So we don't play that. So I did all these temp jobs. I did these contract jobs. And I got these great reviews. And then 6 months, the contract would be over. I'd go to the next contract job for 3 months and do a great job. I'd go to the next one for a year, do a great job. After a while, though, I got older. And I need things like health care and retirement and a nicer car, and maybe a house would be cool. And I ended up marrying a woman here in Boise, Idaho, who I'd met. And I'd been a stoner for about 10 years, and I was getting away with it. Now, of course, I do have what comedian Paul Mooney calls the complexion of protection. That helped a lot. I also have a cop's haircut. That helped a lot. I also don't have any visible tattoos. That helped a lot. But generally, I was able to be a stoner for over a decade in Idaho, no problems, never had an incident, never got pulled over, never had an issue or a worry. But then I got married to this woman. And this woman, she had endometriosis and chronic migraine. I'll translate. Endometriosis is cramps from hell, and chronic migraine are headaches from hell. To the point where, like, she couldn't go to work, and she was also allergic to all these drugs they'd give you for that. So she couldn't take the typical pain relievers, right? When she'd get these severe migraines, I'd have to take her to the emergency room and they'd shoot her up with Demerol. Demerol, don't make any plans. Brought to you by Demerol, right? So after about 6 emergency room visits, I said, you know, this is getting spendy. Why don't you just smoke a joint? Now, she knew I was a pot smoker. There was no secret there. But she never smoked pot because, oh, it's not for me. I don't want to be a pot person. It's okay for you. You're okay, but I don't want... I said, honey, I ain't taking you to the emergency room. Try this weed. And she smoked it, and boom. This was like, I was never a medical guy. Like, I was never like, yeah, medical, whatever. But I saw her in pain, and it was like, boom. Just went away. The pain just disappeared. And I said, oh, my God, honey, this is good and this is bad. This is good because we figured out a medicine that's going to help you. This is bad because you're a noob. You're a newbie. You're going to get me busted. I've been a stoner in this state for 10 years in Canyon County, mind you. Canyon County, the conservative part of Idaho. Kind of like saying the sauna in hell. But anyway, so I said, honey, we got to move. We got to get to Oregon. We got to get someplace where you're not going to get me arrested. So we moved to Portland, Oregon. And I got involved with activism. I got involved helping people and mentoring all sorts of incredible women, surprisingly enough, from Georgia to California and Washington, all over the place, and got really involved in this activism thing, and it's come to fruition in Oregon. My God, it's legal in Oregon. You guys go across the border? You guys go to Huntington? Who goes to Huntington? Yeah! Let's hear it for our good friends there at the, what is it, High Hope Farms? Hot Box Farms! Thank you, Hot Box Farms in Eastern Oregon. 420ville too, what the hell? And I used to go, back in the day, we used to go across to Ontario to Big Al's. Anybody ever go to the Red Eye Hut back in the day? My older tokers, there's my man. We used to go to the Red Eye Hut. So it's beautiful in Oregon, right? There's no amount of marijuana you can possess in the state of Oregon and get a felony. They pulled over a guy who had 19 pounds in his trunk, misdemeanor charge. No amount you can possess and get a felony. And yet, I come here to Idaho, I'm a criminal just standing here. Literally, Idaho has a law. It is against the law to be under the influence of a controlled substance in a public place. It's a six-month, $1,000 fine misdemeanor. If anybody smoked pot in the past 24 hours, you're as guilty as I am right now. The cops could roust us all and charge us with misdemeanors. Idaho's a weird place, man. And I want to help this state so bad. I want to bring this state out of the dark ages. Y'all are surrounded. You know that, right? You got Washington and Oregon and Nevada legal around you. You got Utah and Wyoming with CBD oil. You got Montana and Canada with medical marijuana. And Canada's going legal next year. One out of five Americans lives in a state now where it's legal. Idaho ain't one of them. Two out of five more Americans live in a state where it's medical. Idaho ain't one of them. One more out of five Americans live in a state where CBD oil is legal. Your governor vetoed that. So what are we going to do? We're going to just accept that? Well, this guy's not going to accept it. You going to accept that? Are we going to accept this in Idaho?
Yeah.
Are we going to do something about it?
Yeah.
This is what you do. You get registered to vote. You go back to that table back there and you start signing petitions where that man's holding the sign that says red letters here, sign this petition. Go back and help these people, because it was just as scary to us in Oregon trying to legalize. We didn't get it right our first time. We tried in 2006 and failed, 2008 and failed, 2010 tried dispensaries and failed, 2012 when Colorado and Washington are passing, we failed again. Took us like five times before we kind of got it right. It may take you guys a few times, but I'll tell you what, I promise I'll keep coming back every year to help. If you'll keep coming back every year, what do you say?
Yeah.
I promise they'll keep coming back to help. If you keep coming back to help, what do you say?
Yeah.
Do you want legal weed?
Yeah.
Do you want medical marijuana?
Yeah.
Do you want industrial hemp?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do it. Let's never doubt that we can do this, that all of us can band together. I'm just an old bar band rock and roll musician from Nampa, Idaho. And now I've traveled to 60 different cities in three countries, and I'm writing for High Times and a bunch of other outlets, and I'm living the dream. I always wanted to be a professional pothead. My high school guidance counselor, she didn't see the wisdom in that, but I knew there was something there. So thank you so much. It's great to be back home, and I'm going to keep coming back here until this is legal, if you'll help me. Thank you so much. Sign up. Register. Be excellent to one another.